back once again, like that man.
The master of
the renegades.
That's the one.
Back once again like that man.
Anyway, episode 6, something slightly different, based on the colossal success we had last time.
It was colossal.
Of, what did we call it? Just...
Desert Whale Questions.
There we go, that's snappy. We'll go with that. That's good.
Desert Whale Questions.
We have prepared another 15 questions.
Around that number, yes.
Slam them in a cup. We'll take one out. We will read that question. We will go around them. We'll answer the question and so forth until we either get too drunk or run out of time.
We've all read them ourselves.
We have. No one's seen them.
Like 4 or 5
in our own questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen them. I'm excited.
Seen our own questions.
Well, obviously. Thank you, right?
Yeah, so who's up first? Who's wanting me. To ask the first question?
Grigovic. I have already picked this because I'm that excited.
Cool. Well, here is the first question.
So question number one is, they're making a movie about your life. Who is cast to play you and how does it end?
Oh, I like that. Can I go first?
You sure can.
John Cusack.
All right, okay. Any reason why?
The resemblance, obviously. For the uncanny resemblance, I might add. And it ends with me dying, but saving the world from certain death. As a tender age of 25.
So wait, then you're actually older now than what you're going to die in your own film?
You never know what's going to happen.
No, you're right. Okay, that makes sense, kind of.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Who would I get to play me? I would get a wee blast from the past. I would get Freddie Prinze Jr. to play me.
Alright. 90s era.
Oh yeah,
Freddie Prinze.
It would basically be. It would take a lot of inspiration from Scream, and I would end up being. One of the pool party people you see in the background, and I'd probably just drown or something, I don't know.
No one even notices. You just drown in the background.
I would have done something really nice beforehand, though, and people would have mourned.
Like, handed out some
samples. No, like somebody was about to step in dog shit or something, and I would just went, whoa, hey, mate, don't stand in that. Go
but they
this
stepped
way.
In it anyway, but
you tried.
because they stepped in it, they thought I'd like put them in the direction of the dog shit and they're drowning me, so right, okay.
I'm trying to think.
It's really morbid. We've both gone for death.
Man, honestly, my mind will just go there straight away.
Yeah, mine goes there.
Instantly.
Yeah, okay.
Like mine's would be, I'm torn between either Gary Rhodes, you know, the chef.
I don't know who you could be torn between if you've got him, but please carry on.
Or obviously maybe like Will Smith, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, one of the two of them. And I think it would, I don't know, I think the film would be like 5 hours long. It would be really, really boring. There'd be nothing really happens in it. But I think it would end and we'd go to jail for something.
Do you get bummed in jail?
No.
Oh, that ends you going
to jail. No. We don't get to see that. You don't get to see that part, it just ends when we go to jail.
It's that part too.
There's not, well, yeah, why not? And what we could do then, if I get Guy Rhodes to play me in the first film, Will Smith to play me in the second film.
Do you know what to say to Gary Rhodes? Amazing.
There's a picture, because it was...
Gary Rhodes was a celebrity TV chef with the spiky hair.
Yes, yeah, he used a lot of butter in recipes.
Yeah. I used to look a little bit like him when I had spiky hair.
I'm sure you did.
I did. Of all the folk to look like, it's not exactly like <that. laughs>
He always looked like he'd just done something quite sinister.
Aye. Have you seen him now, by the way? He's fucking huge. He's an absolute mammoth of a man.
Is he a big fat guy?
No, he's not fat, he's muscly.
Oh,
aye, he's pretty, pretty steamy.
Good on him. Good on him. Right, okay, so shall we move on to the next one before we start?
Are we going to go anti-clockwise then? Okay.
Oh, right, okay, Tommy's
no,
in.
No, I'm going.
No, I don't want to go. Greg, you're again. Fine. Me
again.
Some whinging. Next question. Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard? Tommy, you can answer this.
Tarzan doesn't have a beard because if you get high enough in the treetops and you've got a reflective magnifying glass and you stand there and you hold it up to the sun, then you can effectively burn off any kind of facial hair that pops up. If you do that every day, you will not have a beard.
Can I answer next?
You sure can.
He shapes. No, this is a question.
Wait, can I answer it? He's 13.
He's 13. No, this is a question that I thought of today at work. Talking about like Disney characters and that, and I'm like, whoa, actually Tarzan's like, he doesn't have a beard. How the fuck's he not got a beard? Like, sure. Castaway. When you see Castaway, Tom Hanks has a beard.
Well, his jungle. What jungle is he in? Is he part of the Amazon? Is he part of like a jungle in like Africa somewhere or something like that?
The jungle is massive, is what he's in.
That's right. But there could have been like a massive container on a ship that sort of fell off the side and all it contained was razor blades.
My argument to that would be, if he was there from a boy and he's never seen another man, then how the fuck does he know that he's a
shape?
And he's been raised by gorillas who are all hairy. So
but are they in jungles? How do you know?
Maybe he shaves them as well.
He shaves the gorillas there.
just their faces.
So they all look like,
no, just their faces, so they're like hairy everywhere else, but they're clean shaved.
They just keep their hair spiked up and then.
Maybe like no. Maybe he shaves everything except their beards, and he wants to be different from them. He experiences.
He's like, I look cool. You guys look rubbish.
Yeah,
I'm the king of the
and that's why Tarzan doesn't have a beard.
I mean, that's
why Tarzan just doesn't work, man.
Yeah. Too many plot inconsistencies.
It doesn't make sense.
He's so clean shaven. On the question now.
Okay.
Because we're going anti-clockwise.
Yes.
Just fits on with it.
Get together.
Get up from the bottom. Ah, crap. This is one. That's no fun. I wrote this one. Right, this question is, everyone warm enough?
Fuck off, is that a question?
It's not really.
I was going to say.
What name do you wish your parents gave you when you were born?
Oh.
I can answer that straight away. I wish they'd just gone with Rick, to be honest with you. Because my mum named me Richard because she wanted to call me Ricky.
Ricky? Why let's call you Ricky?
She thought that I would like to have an extremely versatile name. That people could.
Well, full names can't be abbreviated, whereas an abbreviated name
is what it is. Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe she wanted to maintain a professional demeanour in workplaces and then be able to have a social name.
When she thought you were going to grow up and be a lawyer and stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the days.
My mum told me that. My mum told me that she thought I was going to be like. When I was wee, she thought I was going to be like, sorry, some sort of cool kid, like hip happening, kind of like, yay, like a metrosexual. Wow, that is what's happened.
Well, with regards to names, I don't really know. Not my name, because when I was younger, I had a speech impediment, so I couldn't say my name until I was like 7. I still struggle to say my name. But for common, I've always liked the name Percy. And I don't know why. I think it's a funny name.
You can't be angry at anyone. You cannot be angry at anyone called Percy.
Oh, it was Percy.
Oh, it was Percy. Oh, yeah. Of course it was. It was his quality. He's banner. Big Percy.
Guilty of... No. You are charged with the murders of 40 people. How do you bleed?
Percy.
No, get Percy. Oh, Percy.
Yeah, played by Guy Rhodes. Or both men.
Both. A mixture of both, a scene each.
Slapped in the middle. Like,
yeah, it's seamless, I can see it.
But you could get Gary Rhodes playing Will Smith and Will Smith playing Gary Rhodes and then playing the role of Percy.
So who plays me?
I don't know.
All right.
You're Percy, aren't you? This has got a hand.
Okay, Tommy.
Oberon.
Oberon?
You just made that up. That is a good name though. Or Winston, because then people could be like, chill Winston.
Chill Winston.
I'm already chilled.
What if you're absolutely raging though? people, but if you're absolutely raging, people would just be like, oh, chill out.
And then I would throw them through a window. I don't know. I come up with the questions, man. I don't have the answers.
Don't have the answers.
I think
I like my name, I must admit, to be honest.
Are you
like
Tom or Tommy?
I'm Thomas, actually.
Thomas.
So I get Tom, Tommy, Tam, Tammy, Tomo,
Keith.
Tommy Knocker.
Tommy, we've gone with that, have we?
T-Dog.
Tomberto.
T-Dog!
Tomberto. Yes.
We've had lots of
names. We've had lots of alliteration names for Tommy.
Yes, it's quite versatile. I prefer Tommy. That's the one I'll go with.
I've got a
Tadger type one, of course.
I've got Richard. The names that I've had, people have called me Richard, Rich, Rick, Ricky, Rico, Chard, Dicky. I got that for like a year at work. Dicky.
Tricky Dicky.
I didn't know Tricky Dicky.
Sticky Dicky.
Yeah, so I'm versatile as well.
I like Richard as a name. My middle name's Richard. My granddad's name is Richard.
See that? Class runs through the Cree family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Class runs through. My middle name's James.
What's your middle name, Greg?
Ian.
Do you like Ian?
Well, it's my dad's name, so.
I've got an uncle named Ian, I like that name.
Right, I'm moving on. I'm thinking of the question, right. Right, okay.
Carry on.
You can only have two senses from sight, hearing, and taste. What do you sacrifice and why? Can I answer this one first?
Sure.
No.
I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
Out of those two, the obvious answer for me is taste.
Right.
Because, I don't know if you know this, I don't have the best diet ever.
No way.
Get that. No, shut that way. Back door.
Shut that back door.
What do you usually have for breakfast? Is it crisps?
Not anymore. No. Coffee now.
Just, right, okay.
Uh-huh. Coffee now. I had crisps at lunch. I also got a Kinder Egg. As well.
What else did you have?
I had a meatball wrap.
When was the last time you had vegetables?
There was peppers on my wrap.
Oh, okay.
Does that count?
Like, no, just on the, like, not as part of it. Like, they are a component part of a meal, so it's separate from everything else. So say you have, I don't know, some salad as part of...
Nah, see, I don't eat salad.
What about...
Like, I eat vegetables with stuff. I eat vegetables with, like...
Just some broccoli.
Burgers.
No. if I was something that I eat, well, I'll eat it with that, but yeah. I should pick them off first. I eat vegetables with having like a Sunday roast or that. Getting all like carrots and peas and covered in gravy, swimming and stuff.
Oh,
absolutely swimming. Anyway, I taste, because if I couldn't taste stuff, I'd just eat really nice stuff. Really healthy stuff. Because I couldn't taste it anyway.
That's a good enough answer for me, to be honest. I wouldn't want to get rid of sight or...
No, man, losing my sight is... Do you know what, actually, talking about losing your sight, I'm a donor. I was a donor card, organ, whatever the fuck they're called. I've not done it.
An organ donor?
Yes. Who carries a card?
You're quite committed to this then, this role of donor card person.
Donor card person. And I put down so you can actually like sort of say what specific bits you want to give. And I gave everything, apart from my liver, because there's no point in giving that. And
fact.
And my eyes, because just in case... I want to see where I'm going in the afterlife, and if I'd given them away and I woke up in the afterlife and I was blind, I'd feel like a light fucking mug. Do you know what I mean?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Alright.
That was when I was filling it out, the woman was asking me and I was like, I want to keep my eyes. She's like, well, but you'd be dead. I was like, what about the afterlife though? Okay. I want to see where I'm going. Yeah, like, no kidneys and lungs or that's fine, but I mean, I want to see where I'm going.
It is, mate. They're your organs.
Aye, they're my organs. Fuck you. You can't have them.
Exactly.
Not yet, anyway. Not till I die.
Plans in motion.
Kill Greg next week.
Put your lung on eBay for like fiver.
Kill him, then take his eyes before, you know.
If you take my fucking eyes, then there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, that doesn't sound like much of a threat, but that's okay. Tommy, do you have an answer for that question?
I would get rid of sight.
Oh,
because then the rest of my senses would be heightened to superhuman levels.
No, you're not Daredevil.
No, I am Daredevil. Yeah, I am Daredevil. Well, not yet, but I've lost my sight. No, I probably wouldn't lose sight because then I couldn't see stuff and draw stuff and read stuff. I'll probably just go with smell.
That wasn't one of the options, I'm afraid.
What have we got?
Sight, hearing, or taste.
What was it again? Sorry, I couldn't quite.
Sight. Ah, see what you've done there!
I'd just go with taste, because that's rubbish.
I think I'd probably go with the same taste. I was going to try and justify hearing, but I can't, because I like, hearing stuff.
But you get folk that lose their hearing and stuff and still listen to music because you can feel the beats and stuff.
That's not really listening to music, is it?
Every trance song must be the same.
Yeah.
It's a bit samey, not a good genre.
Yeah, not very. Not the best, right? Shall we?
Next question. I've got a song in my head, I've no idea why.
Here's another one. You've got to fight you've got to fight one of these animals, a grizzly bear or a shark.
Oh.
I think I would rather fight. You don't say what kind of shark. A really big, vicious one.
A great white.
If you'd like, yes.
Oh, so you get to choose the shark.
Well, you can. Just riff on it, man. Just go with it, whatever you want.
If I was going to fight one of them, there's obviously no parameters.
Jaws. Wait.
That's Jaws. Right. Okay, I've got to fight one of them, but there's no parameters to the fight, so
no.
I'll go out on a military submarine and blow Jaws to pieces.
Just use an airplane. You're not even in the water.
Oh, right. I think you're
going to. That's a short question. I can't write out total battle stats.
No, that's fine.
I thought you were going to say there's no parameters, so I would fight a shark, but in the hills.
So stones it. Well shot.
Just kind of lies there, slowly dying as I just sort of kick it every now and again.
Or you could fight a bear in the sea, but you've got a boat or something. So you can just wait.
You have to fight them in their natural habitats.
All right.
The zoo.
Okay. In that case, I would rather take a bear. Because it feels like it would be over quicker because you kind of see the shark attacking, but at least you can see a bear attacking and shit yourself and die appropriately.
Sharks are pretty scary.
The idea of being in the sea and a shark attacking it is like that is like brown pant material. Horrible.
It's beyond brown pant material. It's horrible. I wouldn't want to die in as much fear, in that much fear, like because you kind of see the attacks coming. So. Well, who says you're going to die? They might just maim you horribly.
Oh, yay.
I would still rather that I was a bear.
Ah, that's a good point. A shark might not necessarily kill you, whereas a bear is going to kill you. Because you see folk that maybe get bit by a shark and that, and it's like, oh, the big massive.
They're horrendously scared, but they got away.
A bear will fucking, will absolutely pound you.
Yeah, and then throw you up in the trees.
They threw you over the trees.
Threw you up in the trees. But then, does that whole play dead thing work with bears?
I did in The Revenant.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. But movies lie.
Apparently, that was based on a true story, but maybe the true story ended when he got attacked by a bear and they just fabricated the rest of the story.
Is it one of those ones where you don't run? You have to go, make yourself look really big and scary.
No, he gets mauled.
That's not playing dead, man.
No, I know, but that's what I'm wondering if that is the technique to use on a grizzly bear. I would just be like, look over there, a female grizzly bear. And then I'd run.
What happens if the bear didn't speak English?
They'll get the gist,
right?
They would probably stop and say,
Je ne comprends pas.
Bear if grizzly bear
is Sprechen's in Deutsch.
I mean, if movies have taught me anything with regards to animals and nature and predators is if you ever come face to face with a Tyrannosaurus Rex, you just stand still. Mm-hmm. That's like a golden nugget of information.
That is.
It saved my life many a time.
I was going to say, if you ever come up against an extinct animal, dinosaur, then you'll be alright.
Yes, I will.
Exactly, you've got an excellent strategy there.
Because I've watched Jurassic Park more than once.
I fucking love Jurassic Park.
I hate Jurassic World. Put it out there. That's a different question.
That's okay, that's been covered on a previous podcast, which you can check out on podigy.io or iTunes.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I can listen next week and I'll want to do it again.
That's right.
I think I was just interrupting you two while you were talking.
You
so
talk?
Yeah, I go bear. Bear.
Bear. Bear. Bear. After. George, I'm terrified of George. We've covered this as well on a really early podcast.
What did you
about? Well, yep, check it out. About things that scared you, and mine was Jaws. Was like, I was terrified. I still am quite scared of Jaws, actually, even though it looks horrible when you watch it now. It's like a terrible looking film, but I think it's terrifying.
Yep, agreed.
I hate watching even documentaries about all these like these fish that they find really deep in the sea. They go, yeah. Oh, we'll find a new thing, and it's like,
it's like see through.
I don't like them.
Have you seen that? Oh, I can't remember what a game is. Kind of Oculus Rift or whatever. It's kind of the virtual reality stuff that's coming. Have you seen the thing? It's called Deep Down. They've got a game out. So you put the headset on that, and you're inside a cage, a shark cage, and you get like lowered in, and you're going down as like a shipwreck or whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you look about, you can obviously see left and right, whatever, and your controller controls this little gun. So you know how the PS4's got the motion sensitive controller. That's like a little harpoon gun. And as you're going down, like we were talking to him, like blah 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 blah, there's a shipwreck and that, and then she starts to lose signal, whatever, and this shark comes and starts like circling the cage and starts like eating the cage and breaking in. I watched a guy playing it, and the guy was like, ha ha ha, I was fucking petrified. I was shiting myself.
I would be breaking it.
I just take the thing off. Just take the visor
down.
The muffin giant.
Stamp on it.
There's a couple of horror games as well that are on it.
That'd be awful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nah, no thank you. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of using my leisure time to fucking scare myself.
Nah, you're not.
Definitely not. No. Again. This is the point in it. I'd rather be doing something productive, like watching the daylight. Masturbating.
Tommy, it's your turn for a question.
Put your stuff down. Radio. Oh god, that's one of my questions again. Sweet or savoury?
Savoury, every time.
Depends what we're talking about.
That's savoury. Question, man.
Crisps.
Sweet or savoury?
savoury, but they did once do vanilla ice cream flavoured Monster Munch. I had a bag, they were very
good. They did? They did do them, I remember them. Do you know what's quite good as well? It's when you mix them together. Have you ever had a jam and cheese sandwich? No.
No, is it solid cheese or cream cheese stuff?
It's solid cheese, obviously, but if you leave it but if you leave it for too long, it goes soggy and hard, and like you can like snap it. And it's gross, that thing. But a jam and cheese sandwich, nae butter, because that's minging. Get it, don't you? A miner's piece, it's called.
A miner's piece.
Absolutely brilliant. Another thing as well is if you have a bar of chocolate and really salty crisps. Mm-hmm. Eat them at the same time.
Or, amazing. Yeah, I also like eating sausage rolls and chocolate. Like, not like on the same thing, but I like to take a bite of chocolate and then take a bite of sausage.
It works, eh?
It really does work.
Really?
Sweet and savoury for me, that's my answer.
Oh, fair enough. I thought you were taking a piss with a sausage roll and a bite of my Kit Kat. Well, if you get like a big bag of salted popcorn and just pour like a bag of M&M's into it, then you get salted popcorn and the original M&M.
But it works. It's like you get those salted pretzels with peanut butter.
Oh man, they're great.
They're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Nobody would think they would work. Yeah.
I don't know. Given the choice, popcorn for sure, savoury.
Mm.
You take a mix, crisps, sweet.
Crisps aren't sweet.
No, never mind.
If I had to just, if you just had to have one, or the other?
Crisps. There's no question.
I think I would take
savoury and crisps.
I'd take savoury as well, for sure.
Aye, crisps. Fucking love crisps. Sorry, Matt. You struck a wee nerve there, Tommy. You hit my sweet spot. My G spot.
Savoury stuff.
Fantastic.
I'm starving.
Okay, have you got any sausage rolls and chocolate that we can...
No, I've got porridge. We have to make it.
Which fictional character would you most like to see hunted down by a pack of hungry wolves?
Fictional.
Yeah. Fictional's made up, eh?
Correct.
Right, I always get them mixed up.
No, I know. It's okay.
Like, you're like Greg is a fictional character.
No, I'm not. I'm real, man.
Are you?
don't know. Depends what movie you watch.
I don't know.
I would say, I don't know, Richard.
Great. No, Richard's real as well. Quality.
Has to be someone really annoying. It has to be someone really, really annoying, like that.
Aye.
What was that fucking thing that done the frog thing? That done the whole kind of like,
oh, that,
the crazy, yeah, frog.
Crazy frog.
Oh, that's a good show. Bah,
bah, bah. Oh, that fucking little fag. Mm. Get him.
Get him. Chased by a pack of hungry.
He wouldn't even last that long.
He wouldn't. He'd be a light bite for them.
He's on a motorbike though. Sometimes.
But
that's
there's
pretty fast.
The so wolves. So wolves surrounded him.
These wolves are also on motorbikes.
So. It's a wolf motorbike gang.
Yeah.
Who would I take? I would take.
What about the Go Compare Man? Can I have another one? The Go Compare Man.
Yeah.
I'd take him as well, and the meerkats as well.
The meerkats are fictional. They're real.
Are they?
Of course they're real.
Nah, no, no, I feel a fool now.
No, I'd say that's a good shout, for sure, both of them. I don't like Olaf, the little
snowman
from Frozen. I think he's a little shit.
Fair enough.
Can he die?
All of the chipmunks as well, you can just put them in a grinder.
Aye. But can Olaf die?
Melt them, and then once he's melted, like, just evaporate them.
So yes is the answer, yeah. Okay.
I think the entire cast of Baywatch, maybe.
What?
No, the entire cast.
It'd all be in slow motion, so it'd be like.
Oh, okay.
It could.
She gets Zack Snyder to direct the chase.
Yeah, exactly. It lasts forever. I can't even think of who I would take.
I'm sure I'm missing people.
Screech from Saved by the Bell, that's who I would take.
Get out of town.
He's in jail.
Well, he should be getting chased down by a pack of hungry wolves.
What about...
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I'm talking about Saved by the Bell, that lassie that played Kelly in Saved by the Bell was online the other day saying, like, look at her now. She's still pretty hot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
She done that for herself.
What?
She's done well for herself.
Did she?
Don't know.
Assume she made a lot of money by the Bell.
Basically anybody who's in an advert for me. Shite advert.
Shite advert people.
Or gets the number one.
All of the lawyers from lawyer adverts, daytime lawyer adverts, get them chased by hungry wolves.
Aye. Aye. Actually, there's a new Quick Fit advert as well.
Get them chased by hungry wolves.
Oi them.
Everyone, get everyone chased. Everyone existent in existence.
Aye.
That's ever
been on an advert.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
What?
No, come on. Get him chased down.
Get the fuck out.
Destroy them. You just reverse over them. Right, okay, next question. The end of the world has happened thanks to nuclear detonation. Damn you, North Korea. And you've woke up in a bus with three other people, real or fictional, that you must survive with. Who are they and why? This is very similar to a question I had last time.
So
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a zombie survival one.
Aye, but no,
well,
but
you picked a
survival
person for one of the things. Like, if you had to pick, some, like, what would be in your zombie survival kit?
It's almost like a gun.
Oh, sorry.
Like,
no,
someone
say yeah.
A person, which is very good.
If you do want to listen to that, it's episode 4, which you can find on Prodigy and iTunes.
Good, I like it.
I'm sure it's on other things. I think it's on a thing called TuneIn Radio as well.
And iTunes. You said that, eh?
I said iTunes.
Good. It's on iTunes as well.
It's on iTunes.
Just in case you know.
So what sort of apocalypse was this?
Nuclear detonation at the hands of North Korea. And you woke up in a bus for some reason.
I don't know why it's a bus.
Why not? Maybe you're on holiday somewhere and these people were on it with you.
See, now here's a question, like, to expand on this question slightly. You need to think about who you're going to meet,
right?
Is there going to be other groups of folk? Are they going to be bad guys? Are they going to be good guys? What kind of currency? You've got all this sort of shit. How do you trade? How do you barter? All that sort of stuff. So you need to cover all bases, I think.
Okay, my first character, fictional. Yes, fictional.
Yes,
fictional or otherwise.
Can be anyone.
Claptrap from Borderlands. I'm sure he'd be a very good negotiator.
He'd be annoying as fuck.
A good distraction, but he'd be fun to dance with.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I'm dancing.
I would take Joel from The Last of Us. He'd be a grumpy bastard, but he kens what he's doing.
But my question about Joel, because I thought about this, is Joel only like that because he cares about you? He's not really a shit about you.
Who knows?
He's not.
He might grow to love you very, very much.
Oh, Tommy's away. He's
fucking away. And right, see you, Tommy. See you
later. Goodbye.
And who else would I take? I'd take Claptrap, Joel from The Last of Us, and I would take Kylie Minogue.
Because she's also fun to dance with.
Because she would, yes, she'd be very fun to dance with.
I've not actually, I wrote this, I've not actually got an answer. I'm trying to think. Going from a reckon sort of a negotiation sort of power point of view, I would have to take, always dead, I'd have to take Heisenberg.
Alright, okay.
Because I think he can adapt to a situation. He went and took the drug game by the scruff of the balls and
went the scruff of the balls.
And he dragged it up to his level and made it his. So he'd be there. Again though, I think he would shit on you from a great height if he got the chance.
Well, maybe you have to have someone like that in your group anyway. Just to, you know, you keep showing your toes.
Possibly.
Because in my group, I'd have, you know, I'd have Claptrap and I'd have Kylie Minogue. So you're like, hey, these guys. And then Joel's there and you're like, oh.
Joel, I reckon I'd give it a day and a half and Joel would fuck off by himself. He'd wake up and be gone. All your supplies are gone. Who else? Heisenberg. It's obvious to say someone like Superman, but that's too easy.
That's too easy.
Because he's the one.
Someone who fits the situation.
Okay. I can't think of anyone. That's really bad.
Shall we resume this after a very quick break then?
We should.
Okay.
After a word from our sponsors.
We'll be back shortly. Our sponsor this week is one of Tommy's pals, who's paid us a very, very handsome sum to address this little nugget from Jessica Jones on Netflix.
Yes, one of my nearest and dearest friends, Eric Lowry.
Shout out. Sup, man?
Shout out. He's a long-time friend, and he's been listening for quite a while. Quite enjoys the podcast.
That's a lie.
No, he does.
Really?
He really does.
No one enjoys
it. It's right up his street.
A man with class and sense.
Exactly.
And zero taste.
2 out of 3 is not bad.
He told me recently now the Jessica Jones series that was on Netflix, I think it premiered in November.
I think it was about then, before Christmas.
He watched it all, as we did. But Eric noticed something that I don't think a lot of people did. I certainly didn't notice it.
It's certainly a concerning part of the series as a whole.
I think he said it was the second episode, and there appears to be that there's a scene when Jessica's on the toilet and she answers her cell phone or her house phone. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately for Jessica and for Eric, who noticed it, she appears to then leave the toilet without having
wiped,
refreshed.
Refreshed herself, or quite yes, like that.
I would say it fits her character because she's a bit of a dirty.
Was she having a shite? Like?
I would raise the question again. How do you know she was having a shite?
And well, even if she was doing a number one, women still need to like refresh
white
themselves.
That's very true. I would just go with she's a bit of a dirty.
She's a bit of a dirty.
Eric, she's a bit of a dirty, but thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. So that you could
any other nuggets, please fire them our way.
Do you have an opinion on it, Tommy? Or you?
What, on the Jessica Jones?
On that particular thing.
Sorry, can I just
you say... You know what, man? I said to myself, I'm going to go back and rewatch that just to double check. And I never actually got around to it, so I'm just going to take Eric's word for it.
I'd
believe it.
I like that, though.
I'm good.
Are you into that?
I like that.
Okay, that's where we'll move on. Thank you for your concerns and your questions.
Thanks, Eric. Cheers, man.
Your question, Eric. And let's get back to the Desert Whale questions.
Should make it a feature.
This week.
Eric's question, every week.
Well, we could do. Or listeners' questions, or if Eric wants to carry on being the questioner, he can until we actually start getting more questions.
I'm sure he'll be up for it, I'll ask him.
Eric, more questions, please. Let's go! that was the last time I did that anyway. So many people into it.
Oh my God, man.
Well, anyway, so back to the question. And it was... You've been away for like a minute. I'm not going to repeat it.
That's good. So, I've got my team. I've thought about it, and I've got Heisenberg, because he is going to be your negotiator slash, well, your brains of the operation.
Possible backstabber.
Keep
you on your toes.
Nelson for The Simpsons, because he's going to be muscle, and he's used to having fuck all anyway.
So if someone does something stupid to you, you'll get a good ha ha out of it.
Exactly.
And this this last one was one that just came to mind, and actually I think the usage would be great. Is you ever seen Basil the Great Mouse Detective? Walt Disney film.
Yeah, a while ago, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, he's a little mouse that's like Sherlock Holmes. Now, he would be great because obviously he's a detective, so he can track shit down, right? But not only that, he's tiny, so you could put him like up pipes and stuff. You could send him in there, right away and get that sandwich out of that vending machine.
That's actually really
well
thought, man.
Thanks.
That's
and I'm obviously the sex appeal.
Knowing you so well, you don't need to say it to me, but for those people also,
yes, for the people who can't see me, I'm the sex appeal. And before they can see me, that's why Richard was laughing.
Sorry.
Man, I think that's an excellent team.
Thank you.
Good time. Uh-huh. Your team.
So it's fictional characters, right?
It's fictional or real? Real or fictional?
I got it.
Question.
God. And then bump the other two slots.
So he can stab you in the back. Are we what God are we talking? Are we talking God from something like
not quite God?
Don't
shrug your shoulders.
No, because he's rubbish. He'd be
what do you mean he's
what's
rubbish?
This? He's a good character, but he's rubbish in this situation.
What's this plight that you talk of? Is it? It's come back, you.
I'd be like, I'm going like from Edinburgh.
I feel like I'll go.
I'd say right. First, in all seriousness, Scooby Doo.
For the yucks.
Just for a laugh.
Just for yucks.
Row, row, Tommy!
Row, no. Run again.
What are you doing? I'm like.
Bear Grylls. I take Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Survivalist.
So he could show you the finest cuts on Scooby Doo so that he could.
Yeah, oh, you could eat Scooby Doo.
Bear bumped, no. If he's going to kill Scooby, he has to go.
He doesn't have to kill Scooby.
I would imagine that he probably would, though.
I think he'd not. He'd spend the first few days drinking his own piss, and then he would try and kill Scooby Doo.
Attaches a length of hose to himself.
Hands free piss drinking.
Right, okay. Scooby Doo, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and Snoop Doggy Dog, and we'd call ourselves the Dog Pound, and we would rule. The nuclear wasteland.
The Dog Pound.
You cool. Can, I can't. Good for me. Why not? It's up to you.
That's
you could cool. Actually ride Scooby Doo in a battle.
Oh.
I put at the battle in the end. It's not like in a wasteland.
It's the worst kind of wasteland. Next question, I believe. We've got 22 minutes
left. Is it me? No. Tommy, Richard.
Is it me? Sorry. I'll try and pick a big one because I know they want mine. Righty ho.
Next question.
If you could live in any fictional world, do you guys think we don't live in like the real world enough? All these fictional worlds and characters and stuff.
Right, I've got my world straight away. Carry on.
If you could live in any fictional world, where would you live and why?
I would live in the world of the Pokemon! Because it would be fucking ace!
Second that.
That is why.
Yep, I agree with that.
Nobody has a fucking job, right? Everybody just jakes about in sunny weather, catching Pokemon, battling, and probably getting shit faced. That's what I like to think. It would be great. The only bad thing about that is you couldn't walk from here to there without something attacking you.
Well, I think especially if it was through long grass.
Yes. However,
or in a cave.
However,
if you happen to find yourself in a cave,
that's my. However, if you set up a business that sells lawnmowers in the Pokemon world, you'd make a fucking fortune, absolute fortune.
Now, explain this to me. I'm a non-Pokemon.
So
guy,
in the
so
game,
I don't know what you're on about with long grass.
So in the games, do you remember? Like, in.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm disgusted. I'm not even going to explain. So, like in the game, when you're having to go through worlds and you make your way from one town to another, there are certain areas that have different graphics, and it's like long grass. So in the long grass, like half your character's legs are taken up, and occasionally you'll get like a random battle with a Pokemon, and you have to fight a Pokemon or run away from it, and it's just really annoying after a while, like especially in caves mm-hmm. or water or blah blah blah.
So you can catch Pokemon.
But you can catch them.
With your Pokeballs.
Yes.
That's right. You expose them to your Pokeballs.
Yes,
and
do.
Then they climb inside you.
that's a one version.
You catch the wild Pokeball.
Metaphorically.
You catch the wild Pokemon with Pokeballs.
Yes.
So you bait them with your balls.
Ultra balls or great balls.
Indeed you do. How do you get Pikachu on a bus?
Give him his fare and tell him.
I was going to say, there's many answers. You're the Pokemon, right? Or you just put him back in his barn and just carry him. It's probably easier.
Cool.
But I'm sure there's loads of Pokemon listeners that are really enjoying this.
No, there's no listeners.
Where would you live?
I would live in Candyland.
From Wreck-It Ralph?
From insert any Candyland, really. There's a Candyland.
What?
Simpsons. Cool, next question.
As a dream sequence.
When he bites the ears
off.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. There's a
rains fudge and what?
Pygmy the Bacon. No, that's not Candyland.
What?
Anybody's fictional Candyland would do.
You seen Wreck-It Ralph?
I have seen Wreck-It Ralph.
Candyland for that.
I think a dentist's Candyland, because that'd be the worst place in the world.
For vegetables.
That's right.
Especially because actual savoury. I don't want to go anywhere near Candyland. I want to go near Sausage Roll Land.
Sausage Roll and Chocolate Land.
Aye. Pastry Paradise.
Right, okay. Next question.
You are pretty
aye.
Yeah. So I fucking give it, man. Like, pretty. I genuinely, when I first started playing Pokemon back in the day, I was in my head, I was like, I wonder if it's possible to like catch a pigeon like in a ball and actually make it real. No. Pigeons hate that shit.
Did you cut open a football and try to put a pigeon in it?
No, I never got that far. I just sort of threw stones at pigeons.
And then made up the reason why after you were caught throwing stones at pigeons.
Yep.
Okay.
It's another film one. What is the one film that never fails to put a smile on your face? These are the answers.
Step Brothers.
Ah, yeah. Good question. Good answer, actually.
What's the reason you ask?
Because I have one film that's just. It's one of the best films I've made. Is have you ever seen The Terminal by Tom Hanks?
Oh yeah.
Fucking love that movie.
Really?
Absolutely love it. I don't know what it is. I've got this thing about airports. I like airports anyway. Just I like spending time in airports. And
I can dig that.
Yeah. And The Terminal is just, I don't know. It's just, he seems to. It's quite an escapist film as well, in the sense that, like, obviously he's stuck inside his airport, blah blah. And he gets a system, he gets a way of living, he gets like a routine, like a life, like almost like a job. And I'm like, rather than actually go to work and doing a fucking limit, I'd do that. Just live in an airport. He eats sauce. It's just, oh man, it's just a great film. You ever seen it?
I have seen it, I really enjoyed it actually.
Here we go. Boom, speaks for itself. Terminal. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
As I say, Step Brothers, I love the jokes in it. They're just so funny and stupid. Every single time. I've never watched it without laughing. The other one's the other guys as well. The other guys.
We just become best friends.
Yeah. We could do karate in the garage.
The other guys actually is a good film as well.
Both of those ones, they're both really funny. But yours is a lot more thought provoking. Mine's is just dumb jokes.
No, but Terminal's.
Terminal's good.
I'm gonna watch it soon.
A humanist drama.
Yep.
Okay. I would probably go for
The Exorcist.
I'd probably go for fucking no. I wouldn't actually. You know what I would do? I would just go for the first Ace Ventura film.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is phenomenal.
Ace Ventura's class.
Because even though I've seen it, I tell you, when I was like 16 or 15, I think I taped it off of Sky Movies, and there was one summer I think I must have watched it like a dozen times. Me and my mates, like, if it was a rainy day, we'd come in my house and we'd be like, I've got this Ventura all day, and we'd all sit and date all the quotes as it came up. We were horrendous at the accent and doing Ace Ventura, but it's just always stuck.
The first Ace Ventura film, is that the one that's like, do not go in there?
That's what I was thinking of.
That's the second one.
I was a big fan of the second one, to be fair.
When Nature Calls.
Yes.
The second one, the first one's got a do not go in there, because he's like, that's just kind of after he comes out of the shark tank.
Aye, that's just saying.
And he's just like, he's
aye. No, 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 it's all ripped up. He's like, do not go in there.
Oh, yeah, and they like, he has his breast pocket and he just smashes loads of water out of it. It's
great. Ice Ventura's good, actually.
I'd probably go for that one.
Cool.
Good.
Some good films there. Next question. That's one of mine. This is a good one, Nick. I'm after this, actually. What film, book or comic should be shite but is actually fantastic?
film?
Film, book, or comic should be shite, but it's actually fantastic.
Should be shite.
So Malin straight away it was Jumanji. the concept of Jumanji is ridiculous. It's dumb. Like you get sucked out, you get sucked in a video a board game, and then you get stuck there forever, and then blah 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 happens. But actually watching it unfold is amazing.
Yeah.
Like the whole film is awesome, absolutely brilliant. But if somebody told you about it, you'd be like, "What a shite."
No, you're right. You're right. It's too far fetched, but it's actually really really good. I'm trying to think. I had one there and it went totally out of my mind. Actually, that was the one I was going to go for, and it shouldn't necessarily be shite. But we've talked about it before on the podcast, I think. Is Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah.
It's a concept that has kind of been done. It's a post-apocalyptic like world. No, it's not post-apocalyptic, but it's the future. It's like depressing, everyone's poor, blah, 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 blah. And again, it's the same idea. I think it's something like a game. It's all about a game. It's all 80s references, all cheese. However, the actual fucking book is...
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Again, it's like almost like my previous answer with Terminal. I couldn't help but smile the whole way through the book. It was amazing. Some of the stuff I didn't understand, some of the references I didn't get.
Yeah.
Most of them I did. And it was just... It's one of those things where it's like, when you describe something, and he uses one of those references, like an obscure 80s gaming reference or that, it's almost like he's personally described it for you.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking about, but probably you think, oh, probably nobody else will, but it's obviously other folk do.
Yeah.
It's just, but as a whole, I think it'll be interesting when the film comes out to see how they capture that. But Ready Player One, can't recommend it enough. Well, fantastic! I'm going to do a 360 on my chair. This will be good for the podcast.
I can assure every listener that was extremely impressive.
That was awesome. I almost when I saw it, it just turned into slow motion and all these stars started coming up.
Do you want to say that one? The other
please.
Way?
Yes, please. Can I do it?
That's my jacket hitting thing.
Listeners, this is a visual treat which just doesn't work for audio.
No, I'm sure he goes, once he spins round and comes back round, he's naked.
I'd be impressed with that.
We always.
I'm trying to think, man. If it summons rubbish, I typically don't like it. And if someone's good, I don't like it. Try to think of something I like that should be rubbish that other people don't like.
Doesn't necessarily need to be things that other people like. It's just something you think. Like the concept is just kind of a bit silly, but it's actually immense.
I'll tell you something I really like, and it's not a silly concept, it's just a really average concept.
Right. That works.
So there's nothing stupid or silly about it, but it's really average, but for me it just really, really works, and it's this comics character called The Question.
Alright.
Do you know The Question, Greg?
I know, like, I've read some of the stuff from Fan Greg.
No, because you said...
Ask me, I don't know who The Question is. Ask me.
Richard, do you know who The Question is?
No.
I'm sure you say, I'm interested. No, keep talking. Anyway, do you know?
I've not read much, but I know.
Right, the question is a DC character, right? And he's got no superpowers, but he's got a very inquisitive mind. And he's a reporter in his day job, and he's a crime fighter at night. And his look is just like, it's almost like a non-look. What he does is like he puts on a mask thing. Like he puts on like almost like a second skin over his face, and then he releases a gas from his belt. And this gas reacts with this kind of latex kind of skin thing he's got over his face, and it turns it a solid kind of rubber. But he can see through it. So to everyone else, he has no face.
Oh, he looks a bit like Rorschach,
but without the black.
Ah, right.
Well, this is the thing about Rorschach, is Rorschach is... Because The Question is taken from an old Charlton Comics character called The Question, or called The Answer, I can't quite remember.
Is The Answer his nemesis?
He's not, actually. This is the thing about him as well, which makes him really cool. He doesn't have a nemesis or anything, he just goes around right and wrongs, and they might be like kind of slight wrongs, Like, he doesn't always like go for like kingpin to crime families and all this kind of shit. Like, he just goes around and he's curious as to why this thing has happened in particular, and then he kind of tracks it down. He's like almost like an investigator, like a PI.
Like, he goes after people who have made questionable decisions.
Oh. Stuff like that, yeah. But it's almost like a PI in the way that he kind of susses everything out and stuff. It's just really cool. And I really like his look, but there's like, it looks almost like a non-look because he has no face.
Aye.
That's the only thing that's particularly like noticeable about him.
So the artist has just kind of went, right, okay, new character, draws the face and goes,
I can't draw faces.
It's got a question mark.
They do quite a cool thing with shading, where they kind of put the bits around his eyes and his mouth sometimes. But he's based on an old Charlton Comics character, which I think Kirby or Ditko helped create back in the old days, like in the 40s and stuff.
The old days. It is the old days.
It is the old days. You weren't there, were you?
No, I don't think so.
And Rorschach,
I wasn't in the 70s,
Rorschach, Rorschach is based on this character the same way that the question is based on this character. Ah. But Rorschach isn't based on the question, and the question isn't based on Rorschach.
Wow. Okay. But yeah, he doesn't look like... Okay. I mean, because he's got the hat as
well. He's got the fedora hat as well, right enough. He's got that as well. He's got a hat he wears all the time. Like, kind of like a PI hat from like Dick Tracy times.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, so it sounds like it would be quite a generic type thing, but has the weight behind it to be interesting.
Exactly. They had the series in the '80s in the comics, and it was quality, and it was like the way I just described it. Then they did the animated series in the 2000s, Justice League, and he was featured in that. And in that, he was a bit more of a nut job conspiracy like theorist.
Oh, right.
And he was quality in that as well.
Oh, nice.
And then he had another new series in the 2000s, where he was kind of like an urban shaman, where he went around and he heard the city would talk to him, and he would take a look. Well, what they did was they kind of revamped him. I don't want to say rebooted him, but they revamped him so that this belt that releases this gas that kind of it goes on his face that makes his appearance
the way it is.
He was inhaling it over time.
And
it's partly hallucinogenic, but because he's been inhaling it for so long, now he's kind of tripping out.
Oh, that's quite less.
He thinks that the city's giving him clues and showing him things that aren't really there, or are they there?
Oh.
That is what's cool about him.
So he's like transcending actual.
He's on a higher level and he's seeing stuff that's not really there. But in every iteration of the character, I've always loved it.
That's cool. That's good, actually.
Oh, very good. Well, we have got less than 10 minutes left.
Last 10 minutes, okay, so let me crack on with this question. This question actually has a little backstory. This question is based on a guy we've seen on the bus today.
Should we get a quick explanation?
Quick explanation, this guy, we came up the stairs on the bus today, and the guy was at the front, and he had a big sort of hold-all bag, a pizza, and he was also out his tits.
he was absolutely wasted.
He was absolutely melted. At one point, he was lying down across both the seats, and I'm
sure it was across his pizza as well.
He was having a bad time.
He was done.
Yeah,
he was done.
I mean, in fairness to him, it was 5:10, so everyone's done by 5:10.
I mean, we've all been there.
He's had a really bad day at work.
Okay, so this question is based on inspired by
the bookies.
Yeah,
but it was for a couple of years before me.
Yeah, there was no work involved. Thank God. So if you could have no worries, but you had to have no shame as well, would you take it? Now, we discussed this briefly on the bus, and my answer is yes, all day long. Because I think having somebody who has no shame is a glorious trait. Because you get people who literally have no shame, and they couldn't care. Because everyone's like, oh my God, how embarrassing are they? How embarrassing are they? They don't care. Those levels of embarrassment do not register with them. They can do what the fuck they want, and they don't care. And they don't care that everyone hates them, or everyone's embarrassed by them, or have no worries as well. You could be that guy every day. You can go on the bus, get a pizza, get shit faced, come to sleep on the bus every day, and you wouldn't give a shit.
But right. So, are you saying if you had no worries,
are you like worrying wasn't something that you did?
All right,
you had
so
to have no shame.
But you also had no shame.
Yeah,
you had no capacity to worry, but then you had no capacity for shame either.
Right, so
you have to have one with the other.
You mean a junkie?
Yeah.
That'll do. Actually, I take back my answer then.
No, but that's kind of like, that's not exactly what you're on about, but I know what you mean. Like, that's like a junkie.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
That's a junkie.
We're almost kind of admiring a junkie in that sense.
He's still got a kid in the world.
He's out his tits, he's on the bus at 10:05 for everyone to see.
He's got a full belly.
By the way, wait, can
what a guy. Living life.
Wish I could talk about that at 10:05 on the bus. I'm going to wait till I go all the way home.
At the back of five, where the fuck did they get a pizza for?
Some of them open at 5, I'm sure.
Some of them open a little bit.
He was in the bus before us. He's been on the bus for a long time.
Maybe he got it out the bin from the night before.
Maybe it was just a box. Maybe there was no pizza. Just carries a box out.
Maybe it's like his pillow or something.
Right, to make us feel jealous.
Okay. Right, so we're down to the last two questions now. So this is the penultimate question.
Okay.
It says, if you could get paid a wage to do anything for the rest of your life, what would you do and why? I would be paid to go to uni for the rest of my life. I wouldn't have to have a job. I would still feel like I'm learning something every day. I'd still feel like I'm switched on. And I would have like 3 months holiday or whatever it is every single year. And this and that thing, and it'd be great.
That's a good answer, actually.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Might as well be playing the PlayStation. Nah, I'm only joking. Draw the Plight, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Good. Mine doesn't write the Plight. No, actually, I think it would. I think that sounds really, really harsh and really sort of cheesy, but it'd be class to actually
be a writer.
Write. That'd
be sweet.
Write comic books at the pace of one page per 4 weeks and paid for it.
That's the same as me. Like, if I had to, it'd be enough. Even if I had to work like 6 days a week on comics, right? Comics drawing, like, I wouldn't care. If I was getting paid for it, I'd be like, this is drawing.
Oh, yeah. I would like to draw comics and get paid for it. Because they'd be some really, really high quality comics. I tried to draw once.
You drew a really, really good Mr. Freeze once. You should try and find it.
I did. That took me like 4 hours.
That's very good.
And then ever since then I've just drawn dicks.
Just don't even be like genitalia.
Yeah.
Just for
Not for private eyes.
Mr. Freeze is a very nice man.
Called Richard.
Yeah, oh yes. Oh, just there, yes.
You popped the balls by yourself, did you? It's your middle name.
I know, but I'm
come on, man.
You're better than that. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Here's the last question, then.
Last question, Tommy. We'll knock you at the park. Hopefully it's like the last
one. Which one will I pick? Oh, I can't decide.
It's up to you.
I'll just pick this
the right
one.
Man, this better be good. You better pick the right choice.
This is my question again. Right, if you could have only one superpower, what would it be? Did we do this one in the last one?
I don't know.
One superpower only, what would it be? Mm. And don't say the power to have all the superpowers. That's a cheat. You can't do that.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'll go first. Flight. Nail.
Flight would be sweet.
Flight, phone at the question, throw away. I am going to go for, this is again inspired by a conversation we had at the Comic Con thing in Glasgow, is I'd be Resurrection Man. I'd be class. Although would it? Because imagine you died and came back, you had a power, and you died and came back. You basically kept coming back, you kept regenerating, right? Boom, 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 boom.
Pretend you don't know who Resurrection Man is, what's his superpower?
Anything. He basically wakes up with a power. And he has a power for the rest of his life until he dies. Once he dies, he comes back, he has a new power, but he has to find out what it is. Once he dies again, he then has another power. It just keeps going, rinse and repeat. But usually his power is somehow related to how he died. So for example, he died, he got electrocuted, he came back, he can control electric, right, stuff like that. However, now I'm thinking about that actually, what happens if the world ended? And I just kept fucking responding myself. I'd be a bit shitty.
You'd be on your own, floating through space.
Unless you came back with a superpower to make a new world.
There you go.
That's true. Or
a superpower for like reinventing like disc wars, and that'd be shit. I'd have to go through loads of different powers until I found it. A power to reinvent. I mean, reinventing the world is quite a niche power, isn't it? Like,
you know, when he invents a superpower, does he evolve with a certain situation? Can he, if he dies a certain way, does then he come back then with a superpower which would counter whichever way he died or something like that? Or is it just completely random?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of, they haven't really done it very well, to be honest. It's kind of, sometimes it comes back and it's like, if he drowns, he'll come back with the ability to control water or something like that. And other times he'll like die in a fire and come back with the ability to like fucking make really, really sweet origami and shit like that. But the one thing they don't do is they never give him shit powers, which you should do. They should give him like really, really shit powers sometimes. So kind of maybe he's got like the ability to grow like fucking really sweet facial hair. But in a way, his real power is he's immortal. Because he's coming back.
That's it, man. For sure.
Immortality. I wouldn't take that, but I'll go with that.
Nice.
Oh, okay. I would have... I can't decide between ultra intelligence or interdimensional travel. So...
Both.
Ultra intelligence, so I can build the tools.
To make inter... yes, I like
that. Ultra intelligence, like which the world or the universe has never seen. I can build all the cool toys.
So you'd use ultra intelligence to build toys?
To build the technology to then do mimic other superpowers.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, because that would be saying...
Power-handled
superpowers. it would be intelligence to the extent that I could solve any problem and go beyond... do whatever.
One of the coolest toys you could come up with, though, is, you know when you go to like the fun fair and you get a massive balloon that's on an elastic band and you punch it, you ever get one of them? You can make it.
Aye, so I'm trying to do it. Should I take that back?
No, don't take it back. Okay, it's fine, that's
right.
Right, okay, well,
is that
us out of questions?
We are out of questions, unless you've got one final one that you want to ask with the, like the 2 minutes that we have left.
I actually don't, I think I'm questioned out.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys a question. Have you had fun on this podcast?
Absolutely.
Good.
He says that every time. Yes, I've had a great time. I thought it was splendid.
Excellent. Well, I've got some. I'm glad you've both had sincere fun.
Have you not had fun like that?
No, I've had a terrible time.
It's been alright.
Oh, I'm joking, have the greatest time ever.
I'm agreeing now. I've had a great time, to be honest. I've enjoyed this. And we'll return again with another questions podcast. Gentlemen, any final thoughts, closing thoughts?
Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
And the laughs and the yucks.
We'll let you know what we thought of your interview, and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
We bid you farewell.
That's fine. Hope I done well. I didn't do well.
Greg, any?
Nah, I got nothing. I'm done. I'm exhausted. Like physically, mentally, and the other one.
Sexually.
Oh, that's happened a long time ago.
The tension has been through the roof during this podcast. And I'm sure it's been through the roof for everyone listening, so we'll leave it there so you can all go and,
go about your normal lives.
Get back to normal. Get back to reality, man.
You know? I'll wait and watch that scene in Jessica Jones where she has a shite in the paper.
Let us know what you think. Aye. Yeah, or don't. I mean, this is entirely up to you. Until next time. Cheers, guys, and
bye. We should go bye. Bye's a calf.
Right.
It's like a sign off, isn't it?
Goodbye.
From Tommy.
Yep. It's a goodbye from
Craig. And it's a goodbye from
Richard. Cheers.